last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
How often do you get your electricity bill and look at it and wonder, how the hell did it add up to that amount? How much transparency is there when it comes to electricity prices? And how do we compare with other countries? Pa Daly from Sinn Féin, spokesperson on climate, environment, energy and transport. You've been looking at this, and there was today a meeting of an Oireachtas committee in relation to this as well. What, for example, did the ESRI, who did a special report for you, tell you on this?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's important to say at the start that, first of all, we are over dependent on the imported fossil fuels, 81.6% of our energy. And the government themselves have admitted that they have been.
Sorry, is it still that much? I thought about all the effort that went into wind farms and you have more solar farms around the country and things. Still that much dependent on oil and gas?
Absolutely. And the problem with that then is that we are over dependent on the wholesale energy prices, energy international gas markets. And there's difficulties then with the system operating costs and hedging, which has gone on. However, the problem is that while wholesale energy prices have fallen 75% over the last 3 years, the prices remain sky high. They have actually gone up by about 60%.
So how can that be? If the wholesale energy price is down by 75%, even leaving aside for things like contracts that might have been entered into at prices from a couple of years ago, surely bulk of that 75% increase at wholesale level should be reflected in what we all pay for electricity in our homes.
Well, you would think so, but according to the IEA, our prices have fallen at the slowest rate in the world. And our electricity prices, just to give you an example, have basically doubled over the past 5 years. 976 euro back then to an expected 1,877 this winter.
Sorry, that's the average household, is it?
That's the average. So people obviously have seen this, have seen a situation where they didn't necessarily have to worry too much about them. But now you have a situation where there's about 300,000 households are in arrears and disconnections are going up by 50%. At the same time, then the supports that had been in place over the last 4 or 5 years, cynically you might say, until the election last year, were ripped away this time. So the energy supports weren't there. And it came out at the committee today that it was the opinion of the ESRI, which you asked me about, that the VAT decreases aren't necessarily are the least progressive way of addressing this. The most progressive would be targeted, and in the middle then you have the supports which are given to all families. So a political choice has been made, but obviously the energy...
Sorry, isn't the political choice there, though, that the government has argued that it's targeted supports for those, I think 26% of families get some sort of financial support in relation to their fuel bills, whereas it doesn't make sense to be giving energy credits to everybody, even those who can afford even the elevated prices?
Well, that's the government's argument, but the difficulty with that argument is that the VAT rate was cut from 13% to 9%, and that was, as according to the ESRI, I'm not just saying that was helped larger users much more than it did ordinary, and it helped a whole lot of other people who can't necessarily afford it. So the government's argument that it's all targeted isn't necessarily the case. Also, while the department were slow to say it in the committee today, the ESRI did accept that price gouging by energy companies, and we saw a spate of those over the summer months, at least five or six, and one company raised their prices twice during that period. They have blamed network charges and a whole host of other reasons, but the network charges that were increased, the amount of the increase in the bills were way above that. So energy companies, let's face it, have to be held to account. We suggest also that in the PR6 review, which a draft came out during the summer, that is going to give more of a break or less of an increase to data companies and more of an increase to ordinary
okay, well, and we, ordinary we'll come to that in a second. Dara Cassidy is with us as well, Head of Communications at bonkers.ie, price comparison website. Dara, you follow these things very closely. Can you maybe explain to us how it is that if wholesale prices have fallen by 75% over the last few years, that the prices we all pay for our electricity haven't followed suit?
Yeah, sure, Matt. There's a few things to talk about here. Hopefully I have the time to get through them.
You've loads.
At the height of the energy crisis, prices went up by about tenfold. Okay, so they went up by about 900 or 1,000% wholesale prices. Only a fraction of that, thankfully, was passed on to consumers in the form of higher bills. Now, our bills are still around double where they were 4 or 5 years ago, maybe around 70 to 80%. But the whole, you know, the entire increase in wholesale prices wasn't passed on as a result of hedging. So the entire decrease is not going to be passed on either. So but sometimes people just throw around those wholesale price increases and decreases. I just don't think they're really adding to the conversation. Also as well, if you just look at where wholesale prices are now, Matt, the wholesale price is around 110 to 120 euro per megawatt hour, okay? That might mean a lot to listeners, but before the energy crisis broke out, the price was around 40 to 50 euro per megawatt hour. So wholesale prices in Ireland for electricity are still around double where they were before the war in Ukraine. So yes, they've fallen. They've fallen from a really, really high level, but they are still around double. They're really, really high. The other point as well, wholesale prices now only make up around a third to maybe 40% of an electricity bill. So when you get a bill for 100 euro, Matt, only around 30 to 40 euro of that goes towards the cost for the gas, the hydro, and also maybe the solar and the wind. I'm always a pain to point out renewable energy is not free. It costs money. Okay. So even if wholesale prices do fall, there is a limit to how much of that is going to be passed on to consumers in the form of lower bills, because around 60% of the rest of the cost is made up in other charges. Now, you're probably going to say, what are these other charges?
Yes.
And that's where we need more transparency. However, there are things like, I'll go through them, they're quite technical. We probably won't have time to talk about them all, but this is where the CRU, I think, has a job to do. We don't need an Oireachtas inquiry. The CRU just needs to be told, you tell us what these all add up to. You have imperfection charges or balancing charges. You have interconnector fees. There's costs as well for battery storage and interconnectors, okay? So the wind does not always blow, the sun does not always shine. We're building an interconnector with France at the moment, the Celtic interconnector. That's great. It'll allow us to tap into cheaper nuclear French energy. How much of that, though, is being paid for by us in our bills? There's also hedging costs, and then there's also what could be called capacity market payments. So again, Matt, because the wind doesn't always blow, the sun doesn't always shine, we need to have lots of gas-fired power plants on standby that often don't do anything, but we have to pay for them to be on standby to jump in at the last minute to turn on when we need them to turn on, when there's a decrease in wind or solar, okay? And those payments have also been going up. So you know, when you look at that, what does all of that add up to? And this is where the CRU needs to be told to step in and to look at the market and to outline where all of these fees are. Because just very quickly, finally, Pat, they were saying, you know, oh, the increase in grid fees, which was around 130 euro over the past 2 years, doesn't match the increase in prices that are being paid for by consumers, because prices went up by about 200 euro. But capacity market payments did actually go up. Okay, so now did they go up by 70 euro? I don't know. So it wasn't just the grid fees that have gone up in recent years. Capacity market payments have gone up. And also, like I said, while are we paying for the interconnectors? While are we paying for hedging? So there are so many other costs that need to get taken into account when we look at the price of electricity. And that is where there's work needed by the CRU to outline exactly where those costs are.
Pat Daly, the CRU, being the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, does it actually worry about what the end cost is to users? Or is it more concerned, as many regulators in Ireland seem to be, about the security of supply, irrespective almost of the cost?
Well, I think definitely the CRU has a bigger part to play in this. And I agree with Dara that Irish retail prices and the wholesale price, it's actually the highest in Europe. But the CRU can do more. And we had proposed legislation a few years ago that they would be able to oversee and regulate hedging and standing charges. And coming back to what Dara said, we would like also the COU to increase, to look at the transparency and accountability in these increased fees and have more powers of oversight for anti-competitive behaviour and enhanced sanctioning powers then on the energy companies if they feel that it's something that they can get involved in. I did note today that the department mentioned that the National Energy Affordability Task Force are due to report in July of next year. They have already met, they are meeting, but there are certain things that could be introduced in the meantime. And
well, let me go back to Dara Cassidy to finish on this. Dara, given that the electricity bills are higher now than they were a couple of years ago, we've no energy credits in place and we've about 300,000 people who are in arrears. I mean, was it a mistake not to have the energy credits again for this winter, given the elevated pricing?
I actually think we need to have more targeted measures. I mean, don't get me wrong, Matt. If somebody wants to give me a 200 or 300 euro electricity credit, I'll gladly accept it on my bill and pay. Use the money to buy something else. But giving energy credits to the entire population, remember, each 100 euro credit costs the government or taxpayers around a quarter of a billion euro. And when you start giving people energy credits, it's a little bit like paying robbing Peter to pay Paul, because yes, we might get the energy credits, but that could have been money that could have been invested directly into the grid, which then could have helped bring down prices. So I think more targeted measures are probably needed. It does need to be reminded that we're reiterated, you know, the government did increase the winter fuel allowance to 38 euro a week. It runs for 28 weeks. So that does add up to over 1,000 euro a year that people who are receiving that will get. So that's not an insignificant amount of money. So I think more targeted measures are needed. And also, as I always say, Matt, people can switch. So we were saying that there's a big difference between wholesale costs and the price that people pay retailers if they are on standard rates. But if you switch, you could get a rate of maybe 25 or 26 cents as opposed to 32 or 33 cents and save a huge amount of money. So that's also an option for people.
Okay.
As well.
Hi, Daly, very briefly.
Yeah, well, while it is important to have targeted measures at some stage, but they remember that a quarter of a billion were given to developers for apartments that were already in construction in order to incentivize them to build them, even though they were being built. But it's also important that going back when the ESB was founded, we had state ownership, and it's important to increase public ownership as well as pressing on and getting more renewable energy. And we have proposed also a renewable energy investment fund to increase the public ownership of renewables, because if there's a profit in mandate, well, then the profit, I think, is going to trump. And
well, we might come back and debate that another day. I'm sorry, I'm out of time for this. Dara Cassidy from bonkers.ie, Pa Daly of Sinn Féin, thank you both very much.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.